to welcome all brothers and sisters, wherever they are, abroad, that is overseas, as well as Malawi. We are so thankful to God to hear brothers from a new place, that is Zomba, where Brother Austin and Brother Felix Mandras are, as well as Lilongwe Grace Church. Brothers are just waiting to have time of worship. So to that, we are so thankful to God. Our scripture reading will come from the book of Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9, verses 1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are Israel, neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, they are all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are accounted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, at this time I'll come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God, according to election, might stand, not of words, but of him that calleth. He will say unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that learneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I may show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore, hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will have, whom he will, he hadeth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nigh but, O man, who art thou that reproachest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and the other unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long sufferings the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he hath afore prepared unto glory, even us, whom he hath called us, the court, not of the Jews only, but also the Gentiles, as he said unto, as he said also in Osi, I will call them my people, which are not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where I was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after the righteousness, have attended to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attended to the law of righteousness. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stopped at that stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Sihon, and Sihon, a stumbling stone, and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. What a good time of leading the book of Romans. Let's go to hymn number 83. Hymn number 83, that is in English, and I'll just cross over the same song, number 15 in our local dialect. Tenditsagulani nyimbo zambuku mwatu, nyimbo number 83. Tikamalizaya apo, tikadumpa, tikaimba nyimbo yomweyo mchichewa, number 15 tanthauzo lake. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the ways thy hand hath made, I see the star, I hear the mighty thunder, thy path throughout the universe is spread. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, when through the womb and for the gladdest wonder, and hear the babe sing sweetly in prison. When I looked up from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the blue and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his son was bearing, send him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he prayed and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come, with shout of acclamation, and take me home, while joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in a humble adoration, and proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Number 15, which is here.
Uye wanga. Ndika lingalira tu sanchito zonze zanjalan nyenyezizo ima bingo okuna chikomo se ulimpa uzanu simu wanga Geno aku lokolo to si wanga o yembela nungu Geno aku lokolo to mogalangu la mabingo aku da Ena kuno onenza mumbe tika wona kope ya no mumbezi ena muta jambo simu anga woye mbela nungu jeno aku Lokoloto simu wanga wembela nungu keno wangu lokoloto koala kwa ulemele wandu nisingaza tada Ingolira, tintima wakusweka, uye muna, diketera mwazi. Zimu anga, woye belanungu, jeno wanku, lokoloto. Simu wanga woye pela nungu, ndi mitambo kudzaita nangwatibwiwa pachimwewe nditakakala nanu uye ndidzakwanevedzedwa tu simu wanga woyembela nungu tenu wangu lokoloto simu wanga woyembela nungu tenu wangu lokoloto.
Brother Philip Mandrasi from Zomba, have a prayer before Brother Ken take off the microphone and start preaching. Ndapemperani Abuza Mandrasi.
Tate, mchizina la Yesu Kristo, chifuna tikukwezeni, tikuyamikeni pakuti ndinu Mulungu wabwino. Amine malankhula kwanthu anu, amine mudatisankhira nokha kuti achedwe ana anu. Zikoma pacha nthawi ya Ambuye. Paima mtumiki wanu Brother Ken amene afuna agawane nafe mau a Mulungu. Lolani Ambuye chifuniro chanu chitike. Mgwiritseni ntchito monga mwakufuna kwanu. Chifukwa cha Yesu Kristo amene mwambereka kuti akhale chipulumutso chathu. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now let me just invite Brother Ken to pick the microphone and start preaching whatever the Lord who speak to you today for his own people.
Let's take our Bibles once again and look in Paul's epistle to the Colossians. And my text today is from verse 5 down to verse 9. And I want to speak with you about walking in wisdom.
Tateni titsabule ma Bible atu wa mbuku la kolonse. Lelo tikapita ndimeke ya 5 kutsika musimo ndipo mutu wa uthenga wathu ndiko kuti kodi amatandauza chani akamati kuyenda nda Ambuye monga makufuna kwake.
And really this is a very simple message based on this text as to two things. First of all, walking in wisdom toward those that are without, in other words, yet in an unconverted state.
Palipadela awira amene likhale kuyang'ana, dela loyamba tingaende bwanji mwanzeru kwa anthu amene uthenga wabwino asadaumve, kwa amene akadali wotayika mmaso mwathu tingaende bwanji ndi chidziwitso kwa anthu amenewo.
We see that primarily in verses 5 and 6 where Paul says walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man.
Murare muyangane pavena amati chifukwa chache fetsanizira kuozo zili pa dziko ndamachidetso chifunitso cha manyazi zidakula kozoipa ndi chisililo chimene chili kupembedza mafano chifukwa cha izi zomwe ukudza mkwiyo wa Mulungu pana kusamvera. Ndipo akupitiza kuti zimene munayenda inuso kale pamene munakhala ndi moyo wanu mmenemo.
But then the second aspect of walking in wisdom has to do with those that are within. In other words, our own brethren and how we respond to one another.
Komanso apatiphunzira za mmene tingayendere ndi chidziwitso makamaka kwa iwonso okhulupirira uthenga wabwino.
And here in verses 7 through 9, the Apostle Paul commends to these Colossians two key fellow brethren, Tychicus and Onesimus. Now remember, the Apostle Paul had never personally visited Colossae nor seen these to whom he is writing. It was Epaphras who came to Paul while he was in prison. in Rome, and he spoke of the Colossians to Paul, and now Paul was directed by the Spirit to write them back.
Ndipo ada ala sada kumane na wantu wakwa kolose kuma ada amva kwe Epafula amene ada ala ligira utenga kwa antu wakwa kolose ndi ada akamuuza Paulo kuti antu wakwa kolose na onso akhulupira utenga pamenepo Paulo adalemba Galata kulembera antu amene kuti aonetsere chimwemwe chake komanso kukonda kwake chifukwa choti na onso akhulupira chikhulupiro chimenechi.
And what we see here is with what graciousness and kindness and love the Apostle Paul writes to these that he counts as fellow brethren. So you've got walking in wisdom toward those that are without, who do not know yet the Lord Jesus Christ, and those within who are fellow brethren in Christ. What would you think of somebody who, when they left the house, went out in the world to do their business, and they were very kind and tender toward those that were without their family, and yet when they got home, they started speaking harshly to their own family and criticizing and being mean-spirited toward them. What would you think of somebody like that? I can tell you, you wouldn't think much of them. You would consider them to be hypocrites. So there's a matter of how we walk in wisdom toward those in the world who have not yet been taught of Christ, but also how we walk in wisdom one with another in Christ. Now here's a call by the Apostle Paul, but by the Spirit himself, as to how we who are the Lord's deal with those in the world who are not yet the Lord's. Now, when it says there in verse 5, walk in wisdom, wherever you see the word wisdom, you put the word Christ. Walk in Christ, being one of Christ's toward them that are without. We're not to be hard-spirited toward those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, considering how it was that we used to be or were of that number before it pleased God to reveal Christ in us. Now, we would be the first to say that it does take the very wisdom of God in Christ to live in this world and to know how it is that we're to walk among those that oppose the very Christ who has been gracious to us.
tinenekera kuzindikira kuti kuti tizikhala pa dziko lino lapansi chifukwa cha nzeru yake ya Yesu Khristu mwa Mulungu komanso kuti pali chisomo choperekedwa mwa nzeru kudzera mwa Khristu kwa iwo amene Khristu adawafera ndi kuwasankha kuti auzindikire ndi kuumva uthenga wabwino.
Our Lord reminded the disciples that he sent them out as sheep among wolves. And then he used an illustration that sums it all up. He said that we as believers in this world should be wise as serpents and gentle as doves.
Komatu adalankula soma wena anzeru okaziki kachitonthozo kwa iwo sankhidwa. Amana kuti tikhale ochenjera ngati njoka koma ona mtima ngati nkhunda.
Think about a serpent. No one likes a serpent. In fact, when anybody sees a snake, their one motive is to kill the serpent. And that serpent then must be wise in how it lives.
Tangolinganisa njoka. Palibe munthu amene amafuna njoka ayi. Ndipo munthu akangoiona njoka nthawi yomweyo amatenga chikwache kapena ndodo kuipha. Mmalo mwake njoka podziwa kuti imaphedwa ndi munthu ikaonedwa, imakhala yochenjera mkayendedwe kuti isamaonekedwe kwa munthuyo kuti ingaphedwe.
And so it is the antagonism of the world toward those that belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, that enmity, that hatred that there is for our God and Him who is our Redeemer.
Komanso ndichithunzithunzi chomveka bwino kuti Mulungu adayika udani pakati pa njoka ndi anthu osankhidwa amene ndi anthu ake pa dziko lapansi amene adawasankha kodwa kuti nawonso anthuwo anaonekera kuzindikira ndi kumakhala mosamalitsa chifukwa Satana ali pomwepo amene amabwera adabwera mooneka ngati njoka kuti awanyenge ndi kuwaononga.
But at the same time, the Lord says, gentle as doves. In other words, we're not to strike back like a serpent would at those that would attack it, but to be gentle as doves. That takes the grace of God. That's why Paul is led to write there in verse 6, let your speech not just be sometime, but let your speech be always with grace. In other words, according to the grace of God in us as His children, so we speak.
Ndiyeno akupitiliza kulankula pamenepo kuti mawu anu akhale mchisomo okoleletsa kuti mukadziwe inu mayankhidwe anu kwa ayense akatani kutanthauza kuti mawu athu kalankhulidwe kathu kakhale mwa chisomo mwa Ambuye wathu Yesu Khristu nthawi zonse.
Now let's remember that at the time that Paul was writing this, he himself was in prison for the gospel's sake. He was bound.
Musayiwale nthawiyi kuti Paulo ali mndende chifukwa cha uthenga wabwino adali atamangidwa.
So what Paul is writing to them, he himself was living in that under the opposition and persecution of those that wanted him dead, yet it was an occasion for him by God's grace to speak of Christ to those that were without.
Ndipo ndilo lomene lampangitsa Paulo kumangidwa kuti akakhale mndende. Koma ngakhale adali mndende, Paulo adazindikira kuti ndi ntchito yake yolalikira uthenga wabwino ngakhale ali kundende.
Those that are without may hate the very Christ that is revealed in us through the gospel, and yet it is very difficult for them to be able to respond with hate where kindness is shown.
Chipenero tiyenekera kudziwa wonse amene uthenga wabwino ziwawo uthenga wabwino sadavumbuluke kwa iwo sadzakondwera ndi iwo amene uthenga wabwino adavumbuluka ndipo padzakhala udani wakulu sadzagwirizana chifukwa kwawo samafuna anthu ena
When he says there in verse 5, redeeming the time, in other words, there may be only one occasion that the Lord gives us when we encounter those of the world, and then we move on. And so, by his grace, we use every occasion to point them to the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many times that we encounter some people and we think, well, I'll deal with them later. I'm busy, I'm doing something else, and we never encounter them again. This is a reminder that it is the Lord who directs our steps. And so every encounter with those who are in the world, we're to look to the Lord and seek his wisdom in how it is he would have us to deal with them. Time is the one thing that you can never get back. Once it's passed, it's passed. You can't go back and bring it up again. We live in the world, but we're not of the world. And so our times are in God's hands, and he directs us as he will. There are many times where, after I've passed by somebody, I've thought, why didn't I not stop and speak to them? Or why did I not listen more carefully to them? And in that, look for an occasion to speak of Christ. We might be preoccupied with our own lives or problems and things, and we just go by as if they did not exist. We might be busy doing the things that we have on our minds today and walk by people every day without even stopping and speaking with them, thinking of our own selves more than them. And we might react much as they would as well. We get angry, we get upset, we speak contrary to the grace of God. That's who we are by nature. Here's where we need the wisdom of God, because we know ourselves to be of like nature as those who are without. The point is that the very gospel that we have been taught by the Lord Jesus Christ is an offense already to those that are without.
choyambirira chimene anthu chiyenekera kudziwa ndichakuti uthenga wabwino weniweni wa mmalemba umene timaulalikira ndi chokhumudwitsa kale kwa iwo amene sadaumve, kwa iwo amene sikudapatsidwe kuti akhale nawo uthenga wabwino, ndi chinthu chokhumudwitsa kale.
But we're not to add to the offense by the way we speak and the by the way we react to how people deal with us. Think of how the Lord Jesus Christ responded to those who, when he was reviled, it says, reviled not again. He accepted by the Spirit of God in him to suffer the offenses of men in order to glorify his Father. And so it is that Paul here instructs these fellow believers to walk in wisdom, walk in Christ, and that the grace of God be manifest in by and through how we speak and how we react to those who are without.
Pamene Ambuye amatilimbikitsa kuti tikhale anzeru, tizilankhula mwa nzeru ndi chidziwitso, maka kwa anthu akudziko lapansi, ncholinga tikafikire iwonso amene alibe uthenga wabwino koma Mulungu anawasankha koma samazindikirika.
And what's the number one way that we often offend? It's in word. It's in how we speak.
Choyambirira chokhumudwitsa choyambirira.
That's why it says here, let your speech always be with grace. That word grace can have two meanings. The primary meaning is that we speak according to God's grace in us and toward us in the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing ourselves to be sinners and unworthy, and therefore dealing with others in that grace.
Ndipo ukabala nkula motelo mkudziona iwe weka okhala wochimwa ndi okanidwa ukatela uthenga omakhala kulankhula chisomo.
But the word grace can also mean graciousness. In other words, when spoken against and they find reason to hate us as God's children, and many do, because the God that we know is not the God of this world, not the God they worship, the little G-O-D. But we respond in graciousness, knowing that our own nature is the same.
But
notice also there in verse 6, he adds seasoned with salt.
Komanso tu, muone ndimayaka 6 yomweyo, akuti ogoleletsa, kutonzo rothira mchere.
Why do we use salt? Is it not to flavor the food and make it more palatable? Do you know anybody that prepares their food and does not at least provide salt to flavor it?
Kodi simudziwa kuti chakudya anthu ena amene akapangako chakudya
So here we see that in how we address those that are without, even when, as it says here, to know how we ought to answer every man, even when they are speaking out against us and they are speaking against our Lord and His grace, yet we still respond in such a manner as not to add to the offense, but that through our conversation, they might experience and know the graciousness with which God has dealt with us. So we're not to answer those that are without with harshness or hardness in how we speak to them of Christ. We know that none will receive the message of Christ and believe on Him as He set forth in the gospel apart from the Spirit of God. And so in the face of men's hardness, in the face of their blindness, we're not speaking harshly to them or asking them, well, why don't you see Christ? How is it that you don't see Him? As if they could. We know many, sadly, who have gotten a hold of some doctrine and they wield it like a sword. Their goal is not to point sinners to Christ, but it's to beat them down. In fact, in mean-spiritedness, they will mock those that do not believe. They'll say, well, that's just the way it is. God loved Jacob and He hated Esau. We know that is true, but it's in kindness and it's graciousness, and it's out of knowing how God has so tenderly and mercifully dealt with us as sinners that we speak to those that are without. I often use the illustration of sinners who are down in this pit, and the Lord has graciously reached down and drawn me out of that pit. I don't stand over top of the others and begin to beat them for still being down in the pit. I know that it's only God's grace that delivered me.
Yes. Minadu Adamu Adachimwira Zilingati Zenjero Kumbidwa Limene Aliense Ada Gwiramu Foringo Chima Zenjero Zama Larikuru Bambiri Dibongari Mungu Adanditu Saine Kukarapa Mwamba Pazenjero Sindima Enekera Kunyada Kutumbwa Kabene Kumaga Libira Tuari Munzenjemo
kuri nchifuwa chani mwatuluka mtsenjemo. Ndatuluka tu ina chifuwa chani somo cha Mulungu. Sine ne kila kuonanga tutiparikena kakakazi zenu kwa meneka nipakitsa inayo. Kutuluka mene momo ndia chisomo chime ne kila kukarira.
So to walk in wisdom toward those that are without, redeeming the time, and our speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, is to walk in Christ, is to walk in that forgiveness that he has worked out on our behalf, and our righteousness being in him. That's it.
Mawana kaleo kwenye lido anjisoma, wakwele ajisomo, wakwele tselua. Akulanda uza kwenye kwa Kristu, munga meneo akufunika, chimene yondecho funika kwa mbili.
1 Peter chapter 2, in verses 21 through 25, give us this example.
Ya, majitanzo, iwo amene Mulungu ada wa sanka, iyo amene Mulungu ada wafera amene kila kukala ndi moyo ochepetsa ofuna so anzao kuti akhulupirire uthenga wabwino.
1 Peter 2 and verse 21 says, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps.
Chimodzi modzi Yesu Kristu pamene amafa kuzunzika, kukumana ndi zokoma za mtundu wanji. Adachita izi, kuti akale chitsanzo cha ife, kuti titsatire mastepi akeo makwerelo ameneo, kuti ndi mene moyo umayendera, pamene kukulalikira uthenga wabwino.
Then we read on in 1 Peter 2 and verse 22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously.
Komanso monga tonera ku 1 Petro mutu wachiwiriwo pa tikamatsika munsi akuonetsera kuti iyeyo na amene amaweruza moona mtima ndi molungama chifukwa iyeyo adalowa adakhala wochimwa malo mwathu ife wochimwa kuti tikapulumutsidwe.
So that when those that are without begin to revile and speak all manner of evil against us, walking in wisdom is to remember how it is that Christ himself suffered for such sinners as we are. We're no better. Notice how the Spirit of God directed Peter to connect this with the death of Christ. In verse 24, who his own self bare, notice, our sins in his own body on the tree. So when we see the world as it is, lost in darkness, in blindness, and filled with hatred, just know that that was our nature. It was for these things that our sins nailed the Lord Jesus Christ to his cross.
Chimena kuonetsera apa njona kuti Yesu analipira mtengo wathu ndipo kuna ndi chida chili chonse kuti chibweretse chipulumutso pa ife ndi mmene momo mmene chimabwerera chipulumutso kwa iwo onse amene Mulungu adawasankha.
When it says that we being dead in sins, that's all we have to contribute in this matter of salvation is the deadness of our sins, yet we should live unto righteousness, not our own. That righteousness that he came and earned and established. And it's by his stripes that we were healed.
Ifeyo ndifeyo chima, jidabadwa muchimo, kwa machifaya imfaya Yesu Kristu, ida tirunga mitsa, kwa na udindimiki ngrima yake, ifeyo tinachiritsidwa, choncho tiene kila kuyenda, monga mene kukwa mela yeyo Mulungu, monga makukuna kwake.
Of anybody, we that are the Lord's, understand what it is to be sinners, what it is to be walking in rebellion and breathing out hatred toward God and toward his children, because such were some of us. And we understand because, as verse 25 says, we were as sheep going astray, but are now returned. Why? Because it was the shepherd and bishop of your souls who came and sought us. So there's a lot there in that statement, walk in wisdom toward them that are without. We walk as children of God, justified by the blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that grace of God in us and toward us affects every part of our being as to how we speak and how we respond to men. Now, come back here to my text in Colossians chapter 4, and let's look now at what it is to walk in wisdom toward those who are within. In other words, those who by the grace of God he has joined together in Christ. There is a special way, by the grace of God, that we deal with one another in Christ. And there are two special men here that Paul mentions in verses 7 through 9. One is Tychicus. And notice how he refers to him. He says, all my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, and notice, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. Now, it's clear that the Colossians did not yet know Tychicus. This was a man who's mentioned five different times in Scripture as being somebody that the Lord gave for Paul's comfort, and now he's sending them to the Colossians for their comfort. He was one who was to carry this epistle with him to the Colossians so that they, the Colossians, might know Paul's state, his well-being. So, here's the wisdom of God, whereby the Lord directs the Apostle Paul to send Tychicus for the encouragement and for the comfort, it says there in verse 8, of these that Paul had never met. Such is the love that the Lord has given for his own. Tychicus is mentioned in Acts chapter 20 and verse 4 as one of the men who came with Paul from this Roman province in Asia to Jerusalem to bring the gifts that had been gathered for the needy believers of Jerusalem and Judea.
Tukikotu ndi mmodzi mwa anthu amene akuonekera mu buku la Matthew 20 ndi maya china iyo imene akuonetsera kuti adabwera ndi ukapereka mphatso zimene mpingo udazipereka zimene udasunga.
And Tychicus is also mentioned in Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 21 and 22, who evidently, just like here, brought this letter to the Colossians, so also he brought a letter from Paul to the Ephesians. So this is the way that believers deal with other believers. There's a care, there's a concern, there's a love for those for whom Christ has paid the debt. But here's where it takes the same wisdom of God in which we walk toward the world to deal with one another, because we're all sinners. And yet, as the Lord has graciously dealt with us, so we welcome one another. I've often said that many times it takes more grace of God to deal with one another because we're closer together when we meet together in one household than it is with the world, because we can shut out the world, but we still have to deal with one another.
So
in reality, verse 6, even though it's in the context of those that are without, yet it applies to those that are within. How we need the grace of God to always speak with grace, seasoned with salt, to know how we may answer every man, whether they be our brother in the Lord or whether they be someone that's without. So we see here this one Tychicus, whom the Lord had given to Paul for his encouragement and comfort, and now Paul sends to these others for their encouragement and comfort. But notice also, to sum this up in verse 9, he mentions Onesimus and calls him a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you.
Taona nsoni mune muntu wina amene akutumidwa so dzina ramaliza la Tukiko ndiye akuoneka ndimakana ini kuti pamodzi ndi Onesimo mbale wokhulupirika ndi wokondedwa amene ali kwa mwa inu.
Now, I don't know if that name strikes your attention in any way, but remember Onesimus was a slave of Philemon, of which we have a book written, and he escaped with the goods of his master, and as the Lord directed him, he ended up in Rome, where Paul was a prisoner. Now, Onesimus, when he set out, having stolen from his master and headed toward Jerusalem, his intention was not to encounter the Apostle Paul, but the Lord so directed.
Onesimo, amene adalakwitsa adamkiroka polo adamangaso nakhala kundende, koma adamasulidwa iyeyo cholinga chake samafuna sana kumana ndi Paulo ayi chifukwa ndaimene kuti ukapola uchafika povuta kwambiri koyamba sokulalikira uthenga omwino odamtandiza sokula mangidwe.
But it was through this encounter with Paul, bound in prison in Rome, that the Lord opened Onesimus' heart to Christ, and he learned of Christ. And that's where the Apostle Paul addressed Philemon in his epistle, that just short epistle here in the New Testament, commending Onesimus back to Philemon, that Philemon should receive him not as a slave, but as a brother in Christ, one for whom Christ had paid the debt. So Philemon was from Colossae, and so was Onesimus, and it is at this time that the Lord directed Onesimus to go back with Tychicus to the Colossians and to receive him just as Tychicus, making no difference.
Koma adamasulidwa Mulungu adamukakamiza kudzera kwa Paulo. Paulo nkuruma Onesimo ndi Tukiko mupitire kwa Kolose mukalalikira anthu a kwa Kolose mmodzi mwathu olalikidwa nkukhala kuti adamangitsa uyu nkumata amene chakakhale pansi azikamvetsera aulalikira uyu amene adamumangitsa.
So you can imagine when Tychicus and Onesimus show up, Paul's encouraging them to receive Onesimus just as they received Tychicus, or just as they would receive the Apostle Paul, because it's the Lord that has made them all one in Christ.
Amen. Chimene choni bigitsa chosakalatsa chonena kuti Paulo atalemba Galata ndi kulimbikitsa Tukiko kutoka walimbikitsa anthu akuwapa kuti akamulandire Onesimo chifukwa amene atakalalikire ndipo akamulimbikitsa uyu adamumangitsayo kuti akamvere uthenga kwa uyuyu amene adamumangitsa chifukwa ndi Mulungu amene adapangitsa izozo kuti zikhale moteromo ndicho ikaleroyo akakhala kundenda akamve uthenga kuti akabwerenso kakalalikira mwana wanga amene adamumangitsa mmene momwe ndi mmene Mulungu adagwiritse ntchito njira yake.
You can imagine if this was one of your servants who now comes back and you didn't walk in wisdom and you dealt with that one according to what he had done, you would beat him and you would be all over him because he stole from you. That's the way the world would react. But that's not how Paul says to receive him. Look how Paul speaks of him in that epistle to Philemon. And there's only one chapter, but you look in verse 10, he says, I beseech thee, he's speaking to Philemon now, the very one that Onesimus robbed. I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, which I have begotten in my bonds. He's speaking spiritually, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him that is mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. So this is how we walk in wisdom toward one another, not holding another's sin over them and against them, but knowing that if Christ has paid their debt, just like he's paid our debt, we are all one in him. May the Lord so grant us this wisdom to know how it is to walk not only toward them that are without, but toward one another. And I thank God that it's by his grace alone that we live. I'll turn it over to you.
To God be all the glory and honor, Brother Ken. This last statement of this last message that you are preaching, it's something that it is only the Lord that will help us to do like that.
Amen.
Otherwise, we cannot manage, sinners as we are, to whom I'm the chief sinner.
Amen.
Number 10. 50. Number 50.
Zikonda nungu kumva Muye wanga amba Pepe no tiku lila wanga Zikonda Zikonda nungu kumva baba Muye wanga amba Pepe no tiku lila wanga Na macheleza Cheleza kuto baba Fula andi Tandi sanandi Kolumbu ta Mulungu Mulungu wangati ye baba Kwa kifundo diwa Lunga mantima Tiwa wino Akulumuta, lukuta, tubaba, kukoka, katandiza kawa, sima joka, timanga, timanga wila kutibaba, ugumuli wa kutitila tutu, Koma muye, waku chotela, chotela ipa baba, kiviso sindika kumudwe asu, kira pasine ditanya, nyine kuwe, sela muye soko, Tonseana dichitila Chibulumuto Lomoto jake baba Tabatina Lombira sija Ditatama O ifaya Ifaya wantula ke baba Ifubira Kila nyumba soko nzeka Kuye kapolo, kapolo watu baba Lika sipi, kionga ya nubaba Lika, kuye kapolo, kapolo watu baba Uyembe kesa zimu wanga kufika kumuti wanga inetamuona kulungoti nuopera soiba zanga kuma sufuna kubenda nane Tiwolo mwe mfumo wake Tilowe mule mbele Mwema sofuna Kulidana ni Mwema sofuna Kupetana ni Tiwolo mwe mfumo wake Tilowe mule mbele Kuma sofuna, uvira nani. Kuma Yerusalemu, uato bano. Kuma simuta, kala sisoni. Kuma simuta kala, imu sakulila. Kuma saipa, sezi tata. Kuma sofuna, kupeta nani Tiwolo, mfumo wake Tilowe, ule meleru Kuma sofuna, kupeta nani
Koma polo mote adele ndila koma wandiko la tumalo koma ntima wawa wembe kisa koma ndilo we mokondwela koma polo mote adele ndila koma wandiko la tumalo Koma tima wanga uyembekeza koma nilowe okondwela koma sofona kopeta nane tiwolo kofomo wapi tilowe ulemelelo koma sofona kopeta nane Koma sufuna, kopita nane, tiwono, konfomo wa tilowe, ulemelelo, koma sufuna, kopita nane. What a beautiful time of worship, what a comforting time whereby Christ is comforting his church. Comforting his own elect that have been saved by his own blood upon his own will. That's glory and honor be to Christ and him crucified alone. Let me just give you, Brother Ken, to close with a word of prayer as we are finishing the service of today.
Gracious Father, we're bowed in humble adoration to consider what grace you have manifested to us as sinners in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, a grace which to us is absolutely free and without condition, and yet all of the obligation laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ that he might fulfill all of your law and justice, that you might be a merciful God and Savior. I pray that you would grant us even this day to walk in that wisdom, knowing ourselves to be nobody but wretched sinners, but saved by your grace, and that that affect how we speak and how we walk toward the world, but also toward one another. We have nothing of which to boast other than that Christ is all. So I commend these to you that you have caused to hear this message and yet will hear as it's posted on the internet, that you direct your word as you will to whom you will. We know that you are going to draw each one to your blessed Son that you gave him from eternity and for whom he paid the debt. And may it not be for those of us that you've taught a subject of boastfulness, boasting in anything that we are or have, that all the glory redound to your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ alone, and that he receive all the honor and praise. And so I commend these to you and pray for your blessing as we continue our day and live in you, awaiting that final day of redemption when we will no longer be in this flesh and that we will see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as he is and rejoice in him. I commend each one to you in the name of your beloved Son and our precious Redeemer and Savior. Amen.
Amen.